There are many different levels of birurim. There's a birur of Shnei Edim, there's a birur of Roiv. There are different levels of Nemanus. Nemanus is a birur. There's a Nemanus of Shnei Edim, a Nemanus of Eid Echad, and there's a Nemanus of Nemanus Baldin B'Tainosa. And Nemanus Baldin B'Tainosa is not identical with Eid Echad. If the Baldin claims this is mine, that's one Nemanus. If a side person, an outsider, says, and Eid Echad testifies, that's Nemanus of Eid Echad. It's not the same thing. How do you know there's such an institution of Nemanus Baldin B'Tainosai? So when I learned in Yeshiva, the Rabbeim said the marker is from the Parsha in Mishpatim of Shavuos Moedim Miktzas. If I'm Taveya $1,000 and he's Kofer HaKol, so he doesn't have to swear. If I'm Taveya $1,000 Moedim Miktzas, he does have to swear. Why does he have to swear? There has to be such a thing as Nemanus Baldin B'Tainosai. I claim that you owe me $1,000. If I have no Nemanus whatsoever, so why do you have to swear at all? You say that you only owe $50. You say that you owe, just like if you say you owe nothing, you don't have to swear. So if you say that you owe $50, you shouldn't have to swear either. So from the fact that the Torah sometimes considers my taina, I have a taina that you owe me $1,000. I have, to a certain degree, you see that I have nemanus baldin b'tainosai. It's no good lahotzi mamon min hamuchzor, just because I claim you owe me $1,000, then I can make you pay me all the money. But you see, to a certain extent, to a certain degree, there is nemanus. So you see that there is such an institution of Nemanus Baldin B'Tainosai. So the Gemara has a machlokes on Kuf Yud Ches. What's the din of Borei V'Shema? So al pi pashtas, one could have said, we paskan like the simple reading in the Mishnah. Any dam hil v'sani is potter. Borei V'Shema la Borei Yorif l'hoitzi, because I'm b'tzim ha'chaver olav ha'raya. And any dam praticha is chay because b'ches keschi. But there was two amaroim, Rabbuna and Rabbi Yudah, were of the opinion. We don't pass them like them. They were of the opinion that Borei V'Shema is Borei Odif Lohoitzi. Why? So one could have learned Pashup Shad. Tosis on Mem Vav doesn't learn like this. One could have learned Pashup Shad. I have Nemanus Baldin B'Tainosai. I claim that you owe me $1,000. If you claim you don't owe me the money, you certainly have the same degree of Nemanus that I have. So it's like trade to trade. I have Nemanus, you have Nemanus. Probably you have more Nemanus because you're the Muchzak. So that's why you don't pay. But if I say you owe me $1,000, you say, any a day. So you say you don't know anything about it. So Nemanus Baldin B'Tainosai, I would win the case. The Pashtas, you could have learned that. That's what Rav Huna, Rav Yudah say. So Tosfos HaMem Vav says, no, the first two Amoraim never said that either. They only say Bori V'Shema Bori Yodif Lahoitzi if it's a Bori Toiv and Hashem a Garua. Means that it's Havel El Meida. He says, I don't remember. I remember we were negotiating whether I'm going to borrow $1,000 or not. I don't remember whether I borrowed the money. So Tosfos said, that's Havel El Meida. If a person owes money, it's his responsibility to remember that he owes the money. So the Rabbit has a Loshen in Hilchas Shelo Pikotin Perikei Aloha Vav. Soloveitchik used that Loshen in the Rabbit in the Shiurim. The Rabbit says also the same as Tosfos, when you have a Bori Tov and a Shema Garua, I claim that you owe me $1,000 and you know whether it's true or not. So that's a Bori Tov. If I claim your shore was Mazik, my shore, and you weren't there, I can say whatever I want. So that's a Bori Garua. If it's Loi Havel Alameid, if the Nitva is Loi Havel Alameid. But if the Nitva is Havel Alameid, so it's a Bori Tov, I claim you owe me $1,000 and you know about it. You're the one who borrowed the money. You say Hashem Garua. You should know whether you owe me the money. And if a person owes money, he should know. If you're not Chayv, so say that you're not Chayv. What do you mean Shema? You should know. So whenever it's a Bori Tov and Hashem Garua, so it looks, the Rabbi writes a Loshen, it looks like it's Irumika Marib. It looks like he's telling a lie. It looks like the one who says Shema is telling a lie, because the Bori Tov looks like he's telling the truth and the other guy's telling a lie. So you have a tziruf, the first mandoma, Rav Huna, Rav Yudah say Bori V'Shema, Bori Yodif Lahoitzi. They also agree that it's a din, that you can't be Maitzi Mammon with Nemanus Baldin B'Tainosai, and you can't be Maitzi Mammon with a Roiv alone. If there's an umdina that is Chayv Roiv, Ein Hoch Mammon Menachar HaRoiv. But if you have a tziruf of both together, you have a tziruf of Nemanus Baldin B'Tainosai, it's Bori V'Shema, and you have also the Roiv, Irumi Kamarim, so the tziruf of both together is Maitzi Mammon. So we don't paskan like that, even with the tziruf together, even though it's Havel El Meida, we don't paskan like that combination. But the Mishnah says, if it's any dam praticha, then he is chayiv. So why is that? So here there seems to be a machlokes harishonim and a machlokes achronim. When you say any dam praticha, the fellow is chayiv, is that only if it's havila lemeida? He really should know. It's also any dam praticha. You might see mamon also based on the tzira, just like the first two mandarmen, Rav Huna and Rav Yudah. So Tosis interpreted within their sheet that they only say Bori Vishem and Bori Yodif Lahoitzi when you have a tzira for Virumi Komarim. When it's Havel Elameida, so it looks, the rive is that the Bori is telling the truth and the Shema is telling a lie. So you have a tzira for Nemanis Baldim Betainasa plus the rive of Virumi Komarim, Havel Elameida. So now, we don't paskan like the first two mandam, we pass like Rav Nachman, Rav Yechanan. But they also agree that Bori Visham or Bori Yodif Lahoitzi, if it's any dam praticha. So why is any dam praticha different than any dam nischayavti? Because it's becheskas chiyuv. So also it means that you mitzarf two things together, al pi pashtus. You're not motzi mamon based on cheskas chiyuv alone, you're motzi mamon based on the fact that it's a cheskas chiyuv. But Siruf with the Nemanis Baldim Betanosa that he has a time, the other party has a Tainas Bori. So here there's a Machlek Sarishainim. Is that even in the case where it's Loi Havel Alameida, or is Dafka in the case of Havel Alameida? There's I think Rav Soloveitchik told us, if I'm not mistaken, that there was a period of time that Rav Chaim was the Boichain in Valozhin, the Yeshiva, to determine whether they should accept Talmidim or not. So the Talmud said that he had learned previously, he would ask him what they learned in the last year. So whoever said they learned the first parak in Bav Metzia, Rav Chaim would ask him, what's the din of Bori B'Shem Eni Dem Praticha B'Loi Havel Elameida? It's a machlekes achreinim, a choshen mishpat. The Pizchei Tshuva quotes, he would ask, is there any rai from the Gemara? So there is a rai from the first daf in Bav Metzia. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah from Shavuos and Mem Heim and Aleph, where the Mishnah quotes, Min HaTorah there's no such thing as Nishba Benoitel. Min HaTorah is only Nishba Miniftorim. And Mid Rabbanan made a takana, there's sometimes a case of Nishba Benoitel. So one of the cases is Chenvani Alpin Kosai. What's Chenvani Alpin Kosai? A Balabais has poilim who worked for him. He worked on his farm, they worked in his factory, they worked in his store. And he owes him $500 salary. He owes him $1,000 salary. So instead of making out a check and paying them, he says, go to the grocer and buy up to $1,000 of groceries and I'll pay the bill. The grocer will tell me that he gave you $1,000 worth of food or clothing or whatever it is that you need, and I'll pay him. That'll be my way of payment. So comes the end of the month, so the poilim come to the balabais and they said, we never went to the grocer, we never took any groceries, we want you to pay us $1,000. And then the Chenvani comes and he says, your workers did come to me and they took $1,000 worth of merchandise, so you owe me $1,000. So they're both coming to claim that you owe me $1,000. The whole tragedy occurred because this was a stupid arrangement that the Balabais made with them. He said, go to the grocer, go to the clothing store and buy $1,000, buy up until $1,000 worth of merchandise, and I'll make good, I'll pay for it, that'll be my way of payment. You should have said, you have to have a letter that says, you have to have a receipt that says that you took something. She didn't require a receipt. So they both come to claim, the poilim come and they claim at the end of the month, we never collected the money, you still owe us $1,000. So the workers, the balabos says, I don't know if I owe you the one who hired them, so I don't know if I owe you the money. And they're in praticha, and it's lo havel alameida. How is he supposed to know? He doesn't know whether they went to the grocery store. Legabi the grocer, it's in edem nischayavti. So the Mishnah says that he has to pay both of them. So the Tanakam and the Mishnah says they both have to swear. The poilim swear we didn't collect from the chenvani. The chenvani swears that I did pay them. So they both collect. And then one Tana disagrees in his case, said, Eilu yeilu boin ledesh washov. The Bezdin is going to have them both swear the two shvuos contradict each other. Someone is clearly telling a lie. Either the poilim are telling a lie, or the chenvani is telling a lie. So that's why the second Tana, I forgot his name, second Tana says it does make sense they should both swear. So what is the din? So the two girsas in the Mishnah, in Shvuos, Amem, Heim, and Aleph, in the beginning of Bav Metzia, on the first half of Bav Metzia, this issue was quoted in the Rishonim, discussed the two girsas there. So one girsa is, Eilu v'yeilu noitlin b'li shvuah. The Chenvani collects Balishvua, and the Poelim also collect Balishvua. The other gears in the Mishnah is no, that the Poelim collect Balishvua because it's any in their Prakticha, and the Chenvani collects only if he swears. Why? Because it's any in them Nischayavti, the Gabi the Chenvani. The Gabi the Poelim, they did the work, and the boss knows that he owes him $1,000. And it's any in them Prakticha. Any in their Prakticha, Nikra Din. Is chayav to pay, but legabi the chenveni, it's an edem is chayavti. So the ikaret then he doesn't have to pay. So there they introduce the chiyav shvur. So this girsa that the chenveni collects only with the shvur, and the poelim collect b'li shvur, that's on the assumption that any edem in praiticho is chayav to pay, even if it's loy havel lelameida. It's not the fault of the balabais over here that he, it's not the fault of the balabais that he doesn't know if he paid back the poelim or not. The arrangement was they should go to the chenveni and collect the food and collect the clothing and so on. So that girsa that the poelim collect balishvu and the chenveni only collects with the shvu, that girsa only makes sense if you hold the any dam praticha in the Mishnah, any dam praticha is chayv tepe, even in the case of loy havel lelameida. And the other girsa that says they both, neither swears, they both collect balishvu, because it doesn't make sense to require one of them should swear, the other one should not swear. They're both the same. Ikarad din. The balabai is not mechuyif to pay either. Why? Because in edem praticha, what it says in the sefer, where's the duration? In edem praticha is only chayev if it's becheskas chayev, if it's betziruf of havel elameida. Why betziruf havel elameida? What's wrong with just betziruf the cheskas chayev? There's a cheskas chayev. So one should say, Namonis Baldim Tainosa is not enough to be Moitzi Mammon, but Namonis, if it's a Bori Vishema, the Balabais doesn't know if he owes money to anybody over here. So it's a Bori Vishema, the Poelim come and they claim that he owes them the money, that he never collected anything from the Chenveni. So why don't you just say, Namonis Baldim Tainosa alone is not enough to be Moitzi Mammon, but Betziruf Cheskas Chiyuv, that is enough. We have the whole. We have the institution of Hametz Machaber Olav Haraya, concept of Muchzok. So Muchzok means you have the right to hold on to your money, even though there's a shtikel Raya, even though there's a shtikel Birur against you. Hametz Machaber Olav Haraya means you need a Raya Alimte, you need a stronger Raya. So Nemanis Baldim Etanos is not enough. And Chazok is also not enough to be Moitzi Mammon. But the Tziruf of both together would be enough. So what's the Machlokes over here? Where they need Dafke Betziruf of the Raif, of Havel Alameida, and it's a Rumi Kamarim, or it's enough that Tziruf of Chazoke. So the Pashto says Chazoke is not really a Biruf, that's Yodur Rab Shimon Shkop has. Tosis points out in Chulin and in Nida and different Mesichtas and Psochim, Tosis points out that Meikar Adin Chazoke applies even a Dovashi Yevshalios. It's impossible, it's a type to the Sasri. Chazoke is a Din in Hanhoge. Roiv is a Biruf, Roiv is Bavari. You have a Roiv 99%, that's an extremely good Biruf. They have a right 51% at different degrees of birut, but a right is a birut to one extent or another. But chazok is not mevar anything. Chazok is just the din hanhoge. So there's room to argue the point that that's the machlokes of Rishonim, the two girsas in the Mishnah, that's the machlokes of Achronim. Whether, is it enough? The balabais is the muchzak on his money, and the poilim want to be moitzi the moment. So you say chazok alone, he's becheskas chiyav. That's not enough. From the balabais. And Nemonis Baldim Tainosa, the poelim say, we didn't collect anything yet. That's also not enough. But the tziruf are both together. The balabais only can use the schus of muchzok once on the din Torah. He can't use it twice on the same din Torah, despite the fact that the poelim have cheskas chiyuv. He has the cheskas chiyuv, and the poelim have a tainas bari. So he can't use the same schus twice. So the tziruf of chazoka with Nemonis Baldim Tainosa is enough. Or do you say no? Chazoka is not a birur at all. Chazoka is only a din hanhoga. So hametz mechavel of a raya, you have to have rayas. But over here, the raya is that irumi kamarim because it's a havel alameida. So over here, when it's when the fellow says eni dem praticho, and it's a case of havel alameida, then you say you have a tziruf of nemaris baldei b'tainos. It's bari v'shema plus the raya of irumi kamarim. So that's good to be moitzi mamon. So this is a machlokes in Rishonim, the two girsas in the Mishnah and Shavuos, and this is a machlokes in Chayshim Mishpat, had a paskin. The Achronim are bothered with the kasha, the ksais, with the nesivis, with the tumim, they're bothered with the kasha. There is a din in Bava Basra based on the pasuk in Mishlei that says, psach picha lo ilen. Sach Picha Le'ilim is a din if one of the Baladinim is Yisoymim. So the father died, the father had a business, and the father died, and Yisoymim don't know what to taina. So Beznan events is a taina on their behalf. That's called Taninan Le'isoymim Ve'le'lekuchas. Whenever the Baldin, whenever the Nitva is a person who is not aware, he doesn't know what to taina, so he's an Ilim. Ilim is one who can't talk, so that Beznan is supposed to advance a taina on his behalf. So let's say if someone comes, Edom come and they testify, the father dies, Edom come and they testify, there's a milval ped, there's no shtar, a milval ped, you know for sure that the father who just died borrowed $100,000 from this person, and the person wants the $100,000 back. So if the person would be alive and he would say paraita, he would be nema, he would be koifer hakel, he would be nema. He's not alive and these him don't know what to say. So the Bezin advances a tain on their behalf. They say maybe the father paid the money, but the maximum it can be is only a tain Hashem. It's a chiddush that you even consider it a tain Hashem. Bezin doesn't know anything about the case. Any dem praticha means I seem to remember vaguely something, I'm not sure. But if the Yisoymim don't know anything and the Bezin does know anything, they don't know anybody over here. So the Pashta says it's a chiddush that you even consider it a tain Hashem. So the shaila is, what does it help that the Bezna advances a taina of praticha, but it's only a taina shema? So it's any day in praticha. So whenever you have bori v'shema, lahoitzi, and it's any day in praticha, it's becheskas chiyuv. So what does it help that you say tainin and the yisayim still have to pay? So some achrayim say, they give three terutzim on this kasha. So some achrayim say, any dam praticha is only chayv in the case when it's havel el meidam, when you have a tziruf of a roiv, because it looks like a rumi kamam, looks fishy. Over here, the father died and the yisayim don't know anything. You don't expect them to know. The bezin doesn't know anything. They weren't involved in the case. So it's a bori v'shema, and it's loy havel el meidam, so you can't say there's a tziruf of a roiv. So that's why over here, the din is just like bori v'shema, la bori yodif lehoitzi, any din is chayavti. See, here, even if it's in a day in praticha, but it's lo havel el meidah. The one who says Shema doesn't know anything about the case. You don't expect him to know. In this case, we wouldn't say, that's half of the Rishonim, half of the Achrayim, would give that as an answer. That even any day in praticha, but if it's lo havel el meidah, so then you don't have to pay. But what about according to the other Rishonim? The other Rishonim hold that bari v'shema, by any day in praticha, is chai because it's b'ches kaschiv. You don't need a tziruf of a roiv. A tziruf of b'ches kaschiv is enough. So the Imri Baruch has a Baruch Taimim Frankel has a Oris on the side of the Choshem Ishbat, on the side of the Nesibis. So he says the father who died was Becheskas Chiyuv, because we know Bevadai the father died money. We don't know whether the father paid the money while he was alive. So after the father dies, now we're discussing are the Yisaimim Becheskas Chiyuv. So that's any Adem Nischayapti. That's not the Yisaimim are not Becheskas Chiyuv. It's not enough that the chiyuv halvoy is becheskas chiyuv. We know there was a halvoy. You need that the person should be becheskas chiyuv. So the father was becheskas chiyuv. We know for sure there are two edim who say he borrowed money. So the father, if the father would be alive, and he would say, I don't know if I paid you back the money, then you would say he's becheskas chiyuv. But the yisayimim, it's called any day I'm nischayavti. It's a suffix whether the chiyuv ever went over to the yisayimim or not. Some are only mechuyev to pay the chayvus of the father if they yarshin money from the father, and the father never paid the chayv. So that's a shaila. At the moment of death, when the father died, was the chiyuv chal on Yisayim because they got the yerusha from the father or not? So we're not sure. Maybe the chiyuv was paid already. So that's any deya. It's any deya praticha, but you can't say that Yisayim are becheskas chiyuv. That's the Imri Baruch has that teretz. Then other Achrayim say, it's a discussion, the Ktzais with the Nesivis, with the Imri Baruch. So other Achrayim say that Tainina, the Yisayimim v'lekuche, is not considered a Taina Shema, it's considered a Taina Zbori. So that's the Chapela. How in the world can it be a Taina Zbori? We don't even understand why it's a Taina Shema. Taina Shema means, I remember something, but I'm not sure the details. It was so long ago, I have some of the other things on my mind, I don't remember. But over here, the Bezin doesn't know anything about the case at all. So how can you say it's a Taina Zbori? It's a chiddush that you even consider it a taina shema. So the Pashta says that there's a big machlokes, the Balamor and the Ramban in Bava Basra, I think it's Dafayin. So there's a big machlokes, what's the nature of the din of tainina? So some Rishonim hold tainina means Bezin advances a taina on behalf of the Yisayim, the Pashup Shah. The others hold it's not a din in advancing a taina. It shouldn't even be considered a Taina Shema. They don't know anything. They don't know what they're talking about at all. The word of Taninin is a din in Psak. Normally, Bezin Paskins, based on the rayas that were presented to them. You have shtaris, you have edim, you have someone swears, a shvur, nishba menaitel, nishba menifta. You take all the evidence into consideration, and then you give a psak. Here this is a din, whenever the yisayim ha-lokuches, the bezin has to give a psak on behalf of the muchzuk, the yisayim ha-muchzuk on the money. Bezin should give the psak, considering the possibility that if the father would have been alive, the father would have been able to advance a taina. If the father would have been alive, he could have advanced a taina's bari. So Bezin should consider the possibility. Maybe we should, you have to bend over backwards on behalf of the Yisamim who are Muchzok. They're Muchzok. And they don't know what to say. They weren't involved in the case in the first place at all. They were little children then. So since the father, if the father would have been alive, he would have been able to advance a Tainas Bari. So that's why Taininim is considered like a Tainas Bari. It's not called any Dam Praticha. We have to paskin as if the father would have been here and the father would have advanced the Tainas Bari. That yes, praticha. So it's not any name praticha. These are the three terutzim that the Achronim give. On this din that we say we paskin la locha like Rab Nachman, Rab Yechanan, that Bari v'shem ala Bari yodif lahoitzi. So the Gemara is mashma here. The same thing in Ksubis and of the beginning of the second parak. The Gemara says also that the reason why Bari in Yud Beis on the base, not the second parak, in Yud Beis on the base in Ksubis, the Gemara says the reason why Bari v'shem ala Bari yodif lahoitzi because the person is a muchsa. So the Pnei Yeshua has a kasha there in Ksubis in the first parak has a kasha that by Hashavas Aveda, the din is that Roiv is good to determine the whole first parak in Bava Metzia. The Gemara talks, he found that Aveda, you have to figure out who lost it. The Malba the Loiva, you find the Shtar. So the Gemara said, you go Basar Roiv. So I ain't Hochma Maman Achar HaRoiv. Roiv doesn't work in Dini Maman. So the Rishonim say, Roiv doesn't work to be Moitzi Maman from a Muchsuk. But the one who picked up the Aveda doesn't claim that it's his. He admits 100% it's not his. He's not called a Muchsuk. So Roiv works in Hashavas Aveda. Some Rishonim say Beferish, Eidaran, in Kulin holds Beferish, Eidechot is good by Hashavas Aveda. Eidechot is not good in Mammon, Lahotzi Mammon from a Muchzok. But whenever the Eidechot is coming, not to be Moitzi Mammon from the Muchzok, either Lahachzi, or Eidechot by Hashavas Aveda. It's not Lahachzi, it's not Lahotzi, because the Moitzi Aveda admits that it's not his. So it's not, you're not being Moitzi Mammon from the Muchzok of the Moitzi Aveda. So then some Rishonim hold Eidechot is good. Other Rishonim hold Eidechot is not good in Mammon, period. Not only Lahoitzi from a Muchzok, it's not based on Muchzok. Eidechot is not good in Mammon. But the Ran in Chulin on Tzadik Vav, the Ran holds Eidechot is good by Hashavas Aveda. So why? Because the Moitzi Aveda is not considered Muchzok. So the Pnei Yeshua there in the first parak in Ksubis is bothered with Akasha. If by Hashavas Aveda there is no Muchzok, so then you should say Bari v'shem Bari Odev because it's not Lahotzi Mammon from a Muchzok. So why does the Gemara say in Bab Metzia that only a Tzurva Midir Rabbanon gets back the Aveda b'Tfiyah Zayin? Even if he's not a Tzurva Rabbanon, that's a Raya. Tzurva Rabbanon doesn't mean a big Tamar Chacham. Tzurva Rabbanon, the Gemara said, the definition is the Lo Mishani Dibur, he never tells a lie except for the three things that it's acceptable. B'Puria, B'Yashpiza, U'B'Mesichta. The three things that it's proper to tell a lie, he tells a lie. Everything else, he never tells a lie. So it's a birur, it's a raif, it's a numda nebuchach that he's telling the truth. He never tells a lie. So you give him back the aveda. And if he's not a tzurv medarabon, d'lo mishani b'dibur, it doesn't get it back b'tfiya sain. So the Pnei Yeshua asked the kasha, why? The motzi aveda is not a muchzok. For haraya, that raif is good. Haraya, according to some rishani made echod, is good. So I should say, bar v'shem should be good. So the Moti Aveda is not a muchzok. So the fella, the non-tzur from the Rabbonim, we'll call him the Amoritz, comes, he says, show me the Aveda, I'll tell you b'tfiyah sain, whether it's mine or not. Then he looks at it, he says, yeah, that's my Aveda, I recognize I have a tfiyah sain. So that should be Bori v'shema, and it should be good, because it's not lahotzi mammon from a muchzok. So finish away as the kasha. So the Yonaselim gives a teretz on the kasha. He says, Meikaradin and Hilchas Birurim, according to the rules and regulations of the Chosh Mishpat, the Cheshman is correct. You should really give back the Aveda to the Am Ha'aretz B'Tfiyah Sayin. But that's Exeris HaKosuv that it says when you find an aveda, you should hold on to it. Adrosh achicha oisai. So the pasha pshat is adrosh achicha till someone comes and he claims that it's his. So the Gemara says, of course, you can't give it back before someone claims that it's his. You should hold on to aveda till you find out. What do you mean adrosh achicha? So the Gemara has a different, additional level of interpretation. Not lefi pshuta. Dosheyu shalo yehi ramai. Check out the one who's claiming that it's his. You should make a drisha v'chakira. Dosheyu shalo yehi ramai. So he said, that's what it, so the Yohanan Selim says, that's what that Gzeres HaKosov tells you. Mikir Adin, even an Amhorit should get back the Aveda between Asai, because it's Bari v'shema. The Amhorit says, Bari, let me look at the Aveda. I'm Bari, that's mine. I have a Tvi Asayin, and the one who found the Aveda says, Shema, I don't know who the owner is. Could be you telling the truth. It's Bari v'shema, and the Motzi Aveda is not a Muchzok. So you should really say Bari v'shema, Bari Yoda, because it's not Lahoitzi from a Muchzok. But the reason why you don't say it is because of the Gzeres HaKosov, Doshev Shelo Yehei Ramai. And then the Yohanan Selim ends off. Now he understands the Nesivus. The Nesivus says that this din, that you don't let the Amhorets get back the Aveda B'tvi Asayin, is only if you already picked it up. But if the Moitzi Aveda didn't pick it up, he sees an Aveda in the street, he's bending down to pick it up. And then a guy with long hair with tattoos comes up, he says, hey, that's my Aveda, don't touch it. Doesn't look like a Tzur Merabon, Loi Mishani B'dibure. Doesn't look like the kind of a guy who never tells a lie. So the Nesiva says he has Namanis over there. Why? So the Yohanan Selim explains. The Nesiva doesn't explain. He just writes, that's the din. So the Yohanan Selim says, because this din, Dorshev Shaloi Hei Ramai, only sets in after you are the Moitze HaAveda. The Gemara says in the first daf in Bava Metzia, the Beis Haman Aleph, that Umetzosa Dosa Liyadei Mashma. And until you pick it up, you're not called the Moitze HaAveda. You're not considered the Moitze Aveda just by seeing it for, I see it in the street. I'm not yet the Moitze Aveda. So the Chayva of the Oshev Shalai HaRamai doesn't kick in until I pick it up. So Kozmana didn't pick it up. That's the regular din. Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, because it's not Lahotzi from Amuchzok. After you pick it up, then you don't apply the din. The regular din of Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, because I'm not Amuchzok, because it exerts a cause of the Oshev Shalai HaRamai. So Rav Soloveitchik said, based on this, he didn't say the whole Marocha, but he was assuming like this. He said, this will farem for the Steer and the Rambam. The Gemara has a Shaila in the second Perek above Metzia. There are three kinds of simonim. If you want to identify a dead body, you want to identify an Aveda. So sometimes there's a simon muvak. Let's say you find a dead body, the woman is missing a husband, and her husband had 6 fingers on the right hand, 4 fingers on the left hand, and 2 noses. So how many people in the world have 6 fingers and 4 fingers and 2 noses? So that's a simen muvik. Echad bein yalef is called a simen muvik. Then you have a simen beinani. It's a simen, but it's not so good. Then you have, she says, my husband was tall and thin. 1/4 of the men in the world are tall and thin. 1/4 are tall and fat. 1/4 are short and thin. And 1/4 are short and fat. She said, my husband had glasses. Half the people in the world wear glasses. He had fillings in his teeth. Half the people in the world have fillings. That's it. She says, he was tall and thin and he wore glasses and he had fillings. Even if you add them all up together, it still doesn't mean anything. That's a simen garua. So simen garua doesn't work, period. Simen muvik is good men ha-toyra. Simen beinani is a shayla in the Gemara, whether it works by al-shavas aveda men ha-toyra or midirabon. It works, but it's a shayla in the Gemara, whether it works men ha-toyra or midirabon. What's an afkemina halacha la-maise? Whether it works midirabon or works men ha-toyra. The Gemara says, if it works men ha-toyra, then it's even good by meis bailo, to identify a dead body, to allow the almana to remarry. But if it only works with the Rabban, that is based on Hefka, based on Hefka, then it's not going to work by Meis Baila. Only going to work in Dini Mamunis, where you can use the Klal, Hefka, based on Hefka, it's not going to work by Yisavahet. So the Rambam seems to paske not so. The Rambam is against the Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, the end of Hilchas Gerushin, when he quotes the Hilchas Aguna, so he says you need a Simen Muvuk, Simen Benini is no good. And in Hilchas HaShavas Aveda, Gzeleb Aveda, the Rambam sounds like he says that a Simen Beinani is good men ha-toyra. That's how the Kesem Mishnah learns the Rambam. So it's a steer in the Rambam. Whatever we're going to answer, the Rambam is still against the Gemara. So that's another problem. But the steer men ha-bein in the Rambam. So Rav Soloveitchik said he thought the teretz was the following. By Meis Bailo, there is no concept of Namanis Baldim and Tainosa. There's no baldin. The whole concept that manas baldin taras only applies in dini mamonis. So you're going to rely on this simon alone. So simonim is only the rice if it's a simon moving. But by Ashavas Aveda, you really don't need simonim. it should really, the Pnei Yeshua is right, should really be Bori Vishema, Bori Yodif, because it's not Lahotzi from a Muxik. The Motzi Aveda is not the Muxik. The only thing is, there's a Gzeres HaKosov, Darshayu Shalo Yehei Ramai. So to be Yotzi, the Chiyav Darshayu is Maspik with the Simen Beinani. It's not the same. By Meis Bailey, you need Simonim. The whole Heter Aguna is based on the Simonim. So a Simon, that it should be a Biru, has to be a Simon Muvik. Simon Beinani is not enough. It's not a Simon. It's not a good identification. But by Ashavas Abeda, the Simonim are only necessary in order to satisfy that additional mitzvah of Doshei Shalei Hei Ramai. You have a Biru. The guy says, let me look at the Abeda. I'll identify it. I tell you, I know it's mine between a sign. So Mikra Din, he won. The Amhoritz gets it back between a sign. But you have to satisfy the requirement of the Shei Shalai Hei Rami. So for that, there's Genuk Simen Beinani. These are very important dinim. It's a lot in the Shulchan Aruch about any day in Praiticha by Lo Havel Elameda, big machlokes.